Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside the John Stark Show with my best friend Stephon Marbury.
Shoot it!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now we'll get to a big story of the NFL coming up in a couple of seconds, but just really quick, the most entertaining part of tonight's game, other than the Knicks winning by 30, is all the old Knicks, all the classic Knicks who came to the game tonight, right? It wasn't just John Starks and Stephon Marbury. They showed on TV all the time. Latrell Sprewell was there, and Wilson Chandler was there, and there were so many. I mean, they took a big picture before the game. There's like 10 of them who were there. But watching Marbury and John Starks, you know, a baseline. At one point, I think John Starks is going to try to inbound the ball. Like, he got the ball from a fan. Like, it looked like he was ready to pass.
No, he wanted in. Yeah, he was trying to tag in. There's no question about it.
You know who they look like? They look like when I coach mainly soccer, not as much softball, because the action, you know, up and down for soccer is they looked like the dads who like to be right up on the sideline and yelling and screaming every time something happens, and they're just and they're high-fiving with each other. They just look like, hey, that was a great play by one of my defenders, and the dad is giving a
proud soccer dad. Yeah, no question about it.
That's what they look like. Like, they're dapping with each other and up and like they're spilling popcorn. It's going on the floor, and it was Starks reached out and grabbed McConnell after a. I mean, it's just a circus at Madison Square Garden now. The Knicks play. It is. I mean, there's a reason why they say that's the most famous arena in the world. I mean, it really is. It was an absolute circus inside tonight, and it's been one since the Knicks have played the playoffs.
Yeah, and for many, many years, watching them play was a circus-like effect. Not to mention the many sellouts of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus that used to come into the garden, right? I mean, all of that fun stuff back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Some peanuts and get after it with some clowns. So
just seeing those guys, yeah, what a great play. What a great play.
Kind of insane. Yeah, no, it really is a great throwback. And you had some bright moments in the history there, for as much as we joke about the losing. Those guys are legends of their own. I know, there was a lot of losing. There's no question.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of losing. But now here we are.
But, the Knicks. They're heroes to New Yorkers and to basketball fans and for those who like the junk wax era of trading cards. Plenty of Latrell Sprewell rookie cards from 92-93 littered in collections.
Mm-hmm. The Knicks in six chance that we're all, it was just such an unbelievable. I mean, it's some kind of atmosphere. And I'll tell you, when LeBron is finished playing, he's going to say, do you have any regrets over a career? And how is LeBron ever going to have any regrets, right? Well, other than not trying during the playoffs a couple of times with the Cavaliers, is he's going to say, I really wish I could have had one season playing in Madison Square Garden. Just one season at some point playing there with the lights and the tap and the pageantry and the fans. And I really wish I would have had one season playing there, because that's it's really you can see it's just a different thing when you watch this game and you see all the stars that are lined up and stars that don't just sit and come watch the game. They want to get involved. Like, that's the difference is, you know, you see stars come to a lot of games, but it's like, okay, hey, they're here. And you see Jack Nicholson sitting at games, or you would see Tom Hanks sitting at games. You know, you see stars, but everybody comes to Knicks games like they want to play. Like, they want to get up. You got Ben Stiller is doing the I see you, you know, to Reggie Miller before game two. And you have Starks and Marbury tonight. It's like, no, we're going to be part of this thing. We're not just going to come watch a game. We are part of what's going on here, and the energy and the overall atmosphere, it's just insane.
Well, if I were McConnell, I'd be filing assault charges. Don't touch me.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Hands off me here, pal.
A little weird. Yeah, a little weird.
I know the history of your teams. Yeah. Get your hands off me right now.
Understand that this is not, it's still a game. This is not just some kind of crazy atmosphere where you get to do whatever you want. It's still a game.
Still got to stay outside and, you know, and keep your hands to yourself. Go and clap as you need to.
Oh, so we'll have more on this game coming up in a bit, obviously, because we're going to hear from Rick Carlisle, who is already not happy after the game. But what is he not happy about? However, big story out of the NFL today, because now we can really, they always say with time comes clarity, right? And and with what's going on now with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr., the biggest story of the draft, the Falcons go out and sign Kirk Cousins for 4 years and $160 million, and then they go draft Michael Penix Jr. in the top 10. What's going to happen? Why did they do this? Is Kirk Cousins mad? How long will Michael Penix really sit for? Is he going to sit for 4 years? Cousins is still really, really good. But with time comes clarity. And after Kirk Cousins spoke today, I could tell you not only why Penix was drafted, but how it's going to go with Cousins and Penix. But first, here's Cousins from the Bussin' with the Boys podcast about how he said, listen, these are his first comments, his first public comments since the draft. Everything else has been reports and messages. But his first public comments on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast about how having hard feelings over seeing your successor get drafted doesn't help things.
Kirk Cousins, the Falcons, there's no beef involved.
No, and I don't think there can be. I don't think it's helpful. Like, we're trying to win a Super Bowl. It's hard enough. Let's all be on the same page, and let's try to go win a Super Bowl.
All right, so listen, he can't do it, right?
What the hell else is he going to say, though?
Well, listen, he's...
Look, man, I'm pissed off, and if that kid thinks he's taking my job, blank him, blank you, Arthur, blank, I'll take your money, but you screwed me over, blank you.
Now, look...
What's he going to say?
I'll tell you. Well, he's always going to be going to have.
He's always
going to
be aw shucks, right? Buttoned down from TJ Maxx. Come on.
Or Patagonia, wherever he shop. You know where he likes to shop. But now that the time has gone on, you can see exactly not only why Penix got drafted, but how this is going to play out. Because I'll tell you exactly how. Because all the comments of, oh, you know, Penix will sit for 4 years and it's a Jordan Love situation. Oh, okay, stop and just follow me. Now, the Falcons didn't know what they were going to wind up doing in the draft, right? Nobody knows. Are we going to get a quarterback? Are we not? But as we heard, Arthur Blank was paranoid about not having a quarterback. Didn't want to go through another year like this where Desmond Ridder was playing, and is Desmond Ridder any good? If he's not, they're stuck, right? So this is not about why they got both quarterbacks. This was, we know we have to go get a quarterback, right? We're close. We need a quarterback. We don't know how the draft is going to go. Let's go get Kirk Cousins. Great. They get Kirk Cousins, sign him, 4 years, $160 million. Now, how are things going to go? Are we going to be able to trade up? Are we going to get a guy we like? We have no idea. It happens that Penix falls to them, right? And a guy who was a riser, we thought maybe he'd go in the top five, but Penix falls to them. And for the Falcons, it's a chance to say, okay, well, now we can get our quarterback of the future as well. We didn't know we were going to get him, but let's take him. So now you have Cousins and Penix, and it's a problem. Okay, first of all, it's not going to be a problem for very long. Because I agree it's going to be weird. But now you know exactly why they did what they did. They don't know what they're going to do quarterback-wise. We get Kirk Cousins. Now we get Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. is not going to sit like Jordan Love for a couple of years. He was drafted in the top 10. Top 10 quarterbacks don't sit for very long. Now, could he sit all year this year? Yes, and that's what I expect. Because what's going to happen is this. Cousins goes in. He'll be the quarterback. You know, we talked about Penix before and how if he sits for a year, it's not the worst thing because A, he gets used to the NFL, and B, he gets as healthy as he possibly can get, because this is a guy coming off of injuries all the time, right? He got his ass kicked in the national championship game, right? He's a guy that gets injured. You want him to be able to get on an NFL program and be able to be as healthy as he can be and as strong as he can be when he goes in there and takes shots for real. Because we watched him and we told you, hey, when things go great for him, he's a great quarterback. When a play breaks down, oh boy, does he struggle. And when he gets hit, he is not the same guy, right? You saw Michigan outlined everything that gives him trouble over the course of that national title game. So not the worst thing in the world for him to sit for a year. But more than that is not going to happen. So what's going to go on is this. Cousins is going to play this year. And unless they go absolutely crazy and Cousins throws for 45 touchdowns and the Falcons go to the NFC Championship game, at the end of the year, the Falcons are going to trade Kirk Cousins. They'll trade him to a team of his destination, and Michael Penix Jr. will take over. Because in the offseason, there's going to be teams that want quarterbacks. We don't know what, you know, are they going to have a quarterback class next year like this year? Probably not. I mean, we still have to see how the year goes, but it's probably not going to be like it was this year where, you know, there were five guys that could have gone in the top 10. So in the offseason, yeah, okay, we'll trade Kirk Cousins. It's a very palatable contract, and I know Kirk Cousins will play well because Kirk Cousins is a 30-touchdown-a-year guy, 30-touchdown, 7 picks. You know, he'll win enough games. He's a good enough quarterback. But this is how Atlanta's going to solve it, is that unless, and if they go crazy, go to the NFC title game, then it's a great problem to have. No one cares. Hey, Michael Penix will sit again. Kirk Cousins is our guy. Eventually we have it. No one's going to care. But after this year, Cousins will play well, but they will say in the offseason, we have to go to Michael Penix Jr. because we took him too high in the draft. I mean, he's a top 10 pick. He can't keep sitting. Jordan Love, they reached up to get him in the end of the first round. Those guys can sit a little bit. Penix is coming in with a lot more fanfare than Jordan Love, with a lot more notoriety. He's already wowing people at camp with his arm strength and decision making. So he's going to play, but that's how it's going to play out. He's going to play this year. It will be somewhat awkward, but not really. And in the offseason, Kirk Cousins will get traded, and Michael Penix Jr. will take over. With time comes clarity, Mike Harmon.
To be fair, everybody wowed in the rookie mini camps. It's kind of like
it's hard, it's kind of like
Bronny James hitting those 12 three-pointers with nobody guarding him and seemingly with as much time as he felt like he needed to take each shot.
Hey, as much as I shoot threes in the YMCA by myself when I work out, sometimes it's hard to hit more than a couple in a row. I just want to let you know. It's more difficult than it looks.
Working out. What are you talking about?
It's more difficult than it looks.
Fabricating information on a national radio show.
What are you talking about, man? I've said that that's what I do work out. I go up and down the floor and I just shoot threes. That's all I do.
You said that's what you do.
That's all I do.
We got to get the Sabruder film.
There's no twos. No twos at all, man. Just up and down, I don't doubt. No twos.
That I don't doubt.
It's just threes and dunks. That's all I do. And since I can't dunk, it's all threes.
Who's got the court at three? It says Chucker. but no, I mean, I like the way you lay this out. And look, you know, for Kirk Cousins to some degree, and as we talked about on draft night, you go back to his own draft and when he came in the same draft that they drafted RG3, who, let's raise a glass to him. He got Jason Kelce today. But, you know, when we get down to it, you've got to have an insurance plan for a mid-30s guy. You've got I still disagree with taking a guy in the first round. But if Arthur Blank loved him, well, then Arthur Blank loved him. And the opportunity came to draft him, etc. Even though the logical thing was, well, we gave this guy $100 million guaranteed. Let's put things in the best possible circumstance for him to go win a very winnable division. But, yeah, get trading out. We know the quarterback class, at least on paper, is not great for next year or necessarily for the year after. So, sure, as long as Kirk Cousins is healthy and upright, there'll be suitors. Always will be. And, you know, if Penix is there and they're scuffling, look, he's one of those guys I'd look at towards the deadline if things really go sideways, that some contender that loses someone to an injury, you might have it even there. You got to rework the deals and whatever, because 90 of that 100 million is the first 2 years. But point being, you know, it's fuzzy math. We can always work through that stuff, dead cap and all. So certainly for Penix, like guy watched him, you know, going back to his Indiana days and Indiana Knights, start singing all those songs from Tom Petty. But the fact of the matter is that injury history is there as well. So you better be sure that he's ready to go as you get your squad together. And I don't care if he throws it a country mile in rookie camps. That tells me nothing. Nothing!
Exit. But the thing is, he's got the whole year. I mean, and in a perfect world, he doesn't see the field, but he'll see the field in 2025, right? He's not going to sit like that. Like, he's not Jordan Love. It sounds like a great comparison to make, but he's just not Jordan Love. So he's going to play, and keeping him on the bench for a year is going to be tough, but that's how it's going to go. Exit out about a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll hear from Rick Carlisle coming up later on this hour. And coming up next, we have the two, not one, but two biggest basketball stories of the night. And only one is in the NBA. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now, middle of second quarter, Minnesota and Denver, a pivotal Game 5, series in which the home team is yet to win. Minnesota and Denver tied at 31 apiece. This has been a nip-tuck game all the way through. We'll have more on this coming up. However, one of the biggest stories in the NBA, in basketball today, gets us to our next guest. You probably heard our colleague here and friend at Fox Sports Radio, Doug Gottlieb, named the new head coach at University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's going to pilot the Phoenix in the Horizon League. He is also going to keep his radio show here at Fox Sports Radio, which is going to be a phenomenal and fascinating social experiment to see how this thing goes. Really, it is just an unbelievable story. This makes me realize I may be closer than ever to managing the New York Mets. Joining us now on the hotline, let me know exactly how close I am. MLB Network insider extraordinaire, Fox Sports Radio insider. He is on Twitter at John Morosi. He is going to be on the call tomorrow of Phillies Mets
sweep
as that series continues.
Is he bringing a broom?
Well, look, the Phillies already won the first two in New York. Now they're going to win the next two in Philadelphia, and maybe the seat gets hot for Carlos Mendoza and I become the Mets manager. John Paul, so I got to ask now. Doug Gottlieb, radio host, TV guy for a long time, has coached basketball, head coach Wisconsin Green Bay. Me, radio host for a long time. I've coached softball for a long time. Mets fan. I have the in with you and David Stearns because you send him texts for me when I send you positive things about the team. How close am I to being named Mets manager? I think right now I'm about 2 years away.
We're going to work on this.
Okay.
I will be in, hopefully, having a chance to catch up with David in person, as you mentioned, when I'll be there for MLB Network in Philly this week. And I probably won't ask Carlos if that's potentially on the horizon, you having his job.
Yeah, that's smart. Maybe, that's smart.
Maybe I'll mention it to David and just get his interest on that and see what he thinks. But to me, the larger question, and this is my Midwestern perspective on all this. First of all, I love that we are now moving the center of gravity in the sports media and sports talk radio landscape away from the coasts and closer to where I live here in Michigan. And in fact, where I was born in northern Michigan, they're all Packer fans there. So basically, Doug and I are like cousins now. He's going to be here in the Midwest. I wonder if there's going to be a second Fox Sports Radio studio actually constructed in the basketball facility at Green Bay that would allow Doug to both host the radio program and then run the practice at the same time. And listen, no, we need more pressure. We got to get a 1-3-1 here. We got to rotate better. I want to go man press to zone half court, all that stuff. He's going to be saying that on the air. So I really think that his practices will likely be part of the show. It's like an on-air production meeting right now for Doug's show.
That's right.
But, of course, I'm going to have a conversation with Doug because he's been very gracious to me over the years. He's had me on his show many, many times. But now you got two teams in his league are here in Michigan, including where my father earned his law degree at the University of Detroit. So, guys, I got to tell you what, when the Titans are playing at Callahan Hall, that's a big deal in our family. So I don't think I'm going to have to really think about this one here. You know, Doug rolls in there with University of Wisconsin Green Bay varsity to Callahan Hall. You know, Doug, you've been great to me, buddy, but my dad's a Titan. So what am I going to do on that one?
Listen, I'll make it even easier on you, okay? As a guy who has been to your hometown of Marquette, Michigan on many occasions, Anatomy of a Murder, as a guy who has been there, when I get the gig with the Mets, John Paul, you're going to get a huge gig. Like, you want to be bench coach?
Hold on now.
Well, Harmon's my bench. You guys will both be my bench coaches. It'll be great. I need more than one bench coach.
I got demoted in 8 minutes. Good Lord.
Right. I might be the quality control coach. I'll be the, you know, basically my job. And this will work. I mean, basically, I love where the conversation is going because we're going to basically be able to recreate our newsroom ecosystem into the baseball roles. So I would say the person who answers the phone or is directing traffic behind the glass, I would say it's probably Justin Frostberg. He will, I would say, the most analogous decision there will either be, if you're really feeling good, bench coach, or at the very least, something you know that he can do, is answer the phone. So he becomes the replay coordinator. He's the guy that's on the phone with replay and letting you know, do you replay the play or not? It's a very natural transition for Justin.
It is. However, I've already promised him Mr. Met. So he Justin's already taken care of. He's Mr. Met.
Well, as we know, that is perhaps the highest profile spot in the whole organization.
By the way, what's
going to happen if the Mets continue struggling and they've got to trade Pete Alonso at the trade deadline? Then what do you do?
Here's what happens. I get, like you say, you know, when you send advice that I give sometimes to David Stearns, I will send you what the best trade is, and if that's the trade the Mets wind up making, that's the message that Stearnsy is sending to me, that hey, this guy is my next manager. He really gets it. Like, I know that. That's how it's going to work.
Where he shows the confidence in you. He believes in you. No, I got it. And listen, when they promoted Scott, you were all over that. I mean, I'm beginning to think that maybe you're running your own shadow cabinet there in L.A., running the Mets and making your own decisions. As if I was in charge, this is what I would do. It's the shadow government that you've got there in the TireRack.com studios.
It's what he's been doing for a long time, and now there finally might be a little juice to it. And I mean, look, for Mendoza, you could just ask him, you know, the fans and a lot of media members in New York think they can do your job. Can they? And then just see how he responds.
Well, now listen, he has just been on the job regular season wise for 6 weeks. We got to give him some time. And let's be fair, this is the one thing I will add as well, that we knew the Braves would be really good this year, and they are. The Phillies have, in my view, exceeded expectations, even with Trey Turner on the IL. So my apologies to you that I think it's probably going to be a longer rebuild than we thought, unless, of course, Steve Cohen gets really excited and Jason Smith gets really excited and you decide to sign Juan Soto this winter. Then maybe it's a little bit of a different conversation.
All right, well, let me go to actual baseball now instead of these pipe dreams of one Jason Smith, because he's drawing up org charts and whatever.
We had to indulge him, Mike. It was either you're going to have to indulge him for two straight hours, or we could do it during this segment. And we have, I think, graciously opted for the latter option.
No, don't be this indulging. I can open up. I'm opening up the position of bench coaches now for both of you. Forget, both of you be lucky to get in the organization now.
That's okay.
I am preparing my CV as we speak.
Yeah. Well, just as soon as you start to struggle and realize that you can't handle that balance, because psychologically, if you had that Mets uniform on, it would crush you from anything else in your life. The Mike Harmon show becomes a reality, so I'm already planting bits with Frostberg. Chris Sale, what the hell happened? Where did this guy come back from?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that Alex Anthopoulos deserves a ton of credit with the Atlanta Braves. That he has always been someone that understands value and these comfortable, I think part part of Alex's philosophy on pitching is he's willing to go all in for the shorter-term deals of guys that he believes in. He almost actually signed Justin Verlander when Verlander went to the Mets. I'm not sure if future Mets manager Jason Smith was aware of that, but the Braves really made a serious effort to sign JV. They didn't. They fell short. Of course, he signed with the Mets. Now he's back with the Astros. But I think that when you look at it's sales pitch making, he's healthy again. He's been in the zone. The secondary stuff is sharp. The command is sharp. I think that he is now in a moment where if you've got to start game one of a postseason series now, especially with Strider on the IL, and again, Max Fried certainly is part of that conversation too, but you're going to feel really good with Sale going game one or game two. And the other piece of it that's interesting, and we're not going to get ahead of ourselves here, but at some point they may well face the Dodgers in the postseason, and boy, if you're the Braves, wouldn't you love it to be able to have Fried and Sale as two key lefties going up against Freeman and Ohtani to try to limit the damage from those two high-end MVP players. So it's just going to be so much fun to watch this all play out. And Chris Sale is right back in the middle of it like he was all those years ago with the Chicago White Sox back in the day.
All right, JP, here we are. We're sitting in the middle of May, and we've seen about 45 games or so. And as you talked about, the Phillies surprising everybody at the top in the National League along with the Dodgers. If I said to you, the best team in the American League right now is who? Who are you going to tell? Regardless of record, who's the best team right now in the American League?
The best team in the American League right now. I'm going to go with the Yankees. And that may surprise you a little bit, but part of it is that Gerrit Cole has not even thrown a pitch yet, and look how good they are. I do believe the Orioles will add a starting pitcher at the deadline, but provided health, there's no one available that's going to be able to do what Gerrit Cole can do. And so Clay Holmes has been just absolutely unhittable in the closer's role, and you've got Soto, and Stanton has been able to come back and rejoin with Judge. Rizzo is back and healthy. Volpe's a different guy than he was a year ago. Verdugo is a valuable player. You go down the list, guys. I mean, I just think that you know, I love Baltimore's young talent, and they could easily win the day. But with the current potential on this roster, I like the Yankees roster the best of everybody.
All right, we went full positivity, the rarity with Chris Sale and his redemption tour. How do you fix Corbin Carroll?
Well, that's a great question, and I think this has become an issue around baseball. Look at how many talented hitters who really got off to good starts last year or had good full seasons. Mm-hmm. Torkelson in Detroit is a good example of this.
Sure.
And then they just regress. You know, Carroll is someone that I think he has a swing that I think in some ways is predisposed to, if he's attacked with certain velocity and commanded well, he has not been able to get to that spot. And that is what concerns me right now. He will figure it out. He will. There's a reason why he's one of the best, at least last year was one of the best 10 players in the sport. He was that good. He runs the bases so well. He defends so well. But it's now, I think, apparent how much the D-backs relied on him last year and how much they still need him now. He's just not there yet, in my opinion. His timing is a little bit off. I do think he'll figure it out, but big contract, World Series, a lot of pressure, and I just think it's been an out-of-sync beginning to the year for him. I do believe that he will, like Julio Rodriguez has done before, he'll figure it out because he's just that talented.
He is the pride of Marquette, Michigan. He is the Pope. John Paul Morosi, MLB Network insider, on the call of tomorrow's Phillies-Mets game. Can you get the Mets a win here? It's starting to slip away from us a little bit here. So just whatever you can do tomorrow.
Certainly slipping away, my friends. And yeah. My apologies there. I will try to bring David some luck when I speak with him this week. I tell you what, Mark Canha, the former Met, has done very well in Detroit, so the Tigers thank you for Mark Canha. But you're right, they got to get more from Alonso and Lindor and McNeil to an extent as well. There's a lot of those big guys, and I think they still miss Alvarez. We talked about them a lot during the course of the season, too. I think they still miss the young mainstay behind the plate.
Pope, catch you on the game tomorrow, my friend. We'll talk soon. Have fun.
Thanks,
see you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, there goes John Paul Morosi. I mean, a couple of years away. There's a sharp guy, Mets manager. Man, oh, I get to wear the Mets jersey and stuff.
Came in and he took the bench job. He just, you know, I mean, I like that he asserted himself. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd go full pool cue Joker kind of scene if I needed to. That job.
I initially had John Paul as like PR director, right? Like, I guess he had like, he'd be the PR director. He's great, you know, the forward face of the organization, but he wants to be the bench coach. So
I thought you were going to have him take over for Sternsy.
No. Come on. I'm Sternsy's guy, man. I communicate with him through John Paul Morosi. This is like a spy movie from World War II.
It's either that or it's the guy that you're going to have your fortune read. I don't know what it is anymore, right? The medium.
We're communicating in coded messages. This is fantastic.
He watches you blink on a Zoom call.
The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We have more basketball coming up next. Tonight was the WNBA debut for Caitlin Clark. While it was rough, it was also great. How could it be both? We'll tell you. That's next. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Right now, NBA playoffs at halftime, Nuggets with a six-point lead over the Timberwolves, 50-44. Home team, of course, yet to win a game in this semifinal round. Towns has 11 for the Timberwolves. Edwards has 5 points on one of eight shooting. Not a great
Michael
first
Jordan
half.
Never.
Not a game. The last time Michael Jordan was 1 for 8 in the first half, got to go back to 1989. So not a great first half. So you're looking at this in a game where, okay, Jokic is dominating and Edwards has been horrible and it's only a 6-point game. So far, I would say advantage Nuggets, but we still have the second half to go.
And you have Kat, who's kind of banged up and trying to battle through out there. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Meanwhile, though, today was the debut in the WNBA of Caitlin Clark, sharing the headlines with the Knicks' 30-point win over the Pacers. Caitlin Clark, 20 points in her WNBA debut. Here are the first 2 points of her career.
And now Clark comes up with a steal. Clark thought about pulling up from three, will dip inside and lay it in. There are the first points in the WNBA career of Caitlin Clark.
WNBA radio on the call, 20 points, but the Fever get pounded tonight by the Connecticut Sun. Wasn't a close game, wasn't close at any point. It was a blowout from the beginning, a 20-point win for the Sun. And when you look at Caitlin Clark's debut, you could say, wow, this was bad. But I got news for you. This is actually better than you could possibly expect. All right? First of all, yes. Did they lose? Yes. Remember, though, there's a reason why the Fever had the number one pick in the draft. This is because they won 13 games last year. The third worst record in the league. Connecticut is very good. They had the third best record in the league last year. So this opening night, okay, yes, the Fever are starting over. Connecticut is one of the most physical teams in the league. And you saw tonight, whether you saw some of the highlights on social media or you watched the game, and DeJounte Carrington was phenomenal defending Caitlin Clark, forced her into 8 turnovers. Caitlin Clark had 10 for the game. So not a great night when you look at her line with 20 points, and she was 4 out of 11 from 3-point range. She turned the ball over 10 times in a 92-71 loss. You'd say, okay, yeah, boy, Caitlin Clark, welcome to the WNBA. Yeah, but when you take all that into account, that here's her debut, her team is not very good, they played a very good team, physical, and look, Carrington has been one of the best defensive players in the league for a while, fourth-year guard out of Stanford. You can see where Caitlin Clark's going to have a little bit of difficulty, but welcome to the WNBA. She didn't go 1 for 16 and score 3 points. She did have 10 turnovers, and that's a thing, but she scored 20. She was still able to make her signature shot. She was able to get free on screens. She hit long threes. This is about as good as you could expect for someone who an entire league was gunning for coming out of college basketball. Okay, let's show her the ropes. Let's see what it's really like. This is Caitlin Clark on a bad team, leading her team opening night in points in a game they lost. Yes, she didn't shoot well. Yes, she turned the ball over a lot. But did the game look too big for her? It did not. Did it look like she's not going to succeed this year?
It's not a tale of two halves. First half, it got away from her a bunch.
Well, she also, remember, and she also had to play the first half with two fouls.
She got whistled for two touch
fouls in the first 5 minutes.
Right, but
timeout. What the hell are you doing? But timeout for a second. What the hell are you doing that, by the way? Really, two touch fouls for Caitlin Clark in the first 5 minutes?
That's bad management.
What are you doing? You got to call down to the official and go, hey, I'm not saying let her go, but what are you doing? Come on, man. You can't do that. But overall,
maybe they didn't like the hype she was coming in with either.
Yeah, I'm going to give her. She's going to learn what a foul's like in the WNBA right away. Listen, she's the person that's lifting your league up. You don't treat her like she's coming in and everybody's mad at her for some reason. You got to let that go. She's lifting up the league. But yeah, she struggled a little bit. Then she found a groove, still led the team in scoring, still got her signature shots. The game is not too big for her. She is going to be really good very soon. If it's not already, maybe her next game, they play a team that's not that
that great defensively. She scores 30. She hits seven or eight threes, and suddenly it's, oh boy, Caitlin Clark is here. So tonight, even though you expected the entire team to be gunning to stop her, she still was able to produce. No, it didn't end in a win, but I didn't see anything tonight telling me, yeah, Caitlin Clark's going to struggle in the WNBA.
Yeah, over time, it'll be fine. Like, you're going to have nights like this. And look, I'm not as rosy colored glasses. I can't eliminate and, you know, just ignore the 10 turnovers. I mean, because that was just bad. She got bullied on some of those plays and made some terrible decisions.
Couple she just dribbled off her foot.
Right.
Was like, what is happening? Like,
that's just it. Well, but look, who knows? I mean, you know, it's a learning curve like anything else. And you're going to get everybody's best shot. Tonight you had a great defender get after it. She did hit 4 3-point shots. I did like the WNBA. They went like you, Perry positives. Like, hey, she's only the third WNBA player to debut to do this, that, the other. It's like, yeah, probably the first with 10 turnovers, too.
Yeah. Well, they did find that.
She did shoot 5 of 15.
Yeah.
Draining it. But again, you take some positives from it, and if you bet the over on her points, you lost by 0.5, so you're pissed.
The record for turnovers in a career debut was 8, and Cynthia Cooper had the record, so not
See?
A bad player.
No,
not a bad
pretty
player
good company right there.
Yeah. So again, Caitlin Clark is going to be just fine, carrying that league on her shoulders. It's absolutely fine. Exit Albata Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. Coming up next, we'll hear from Rick Carlisle, who's very upset about the Pacers' loss tonight to the Knicks.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.